Good evening, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We've got a good show on hand for tonight. We'll be talking with the interim athletic director at Northwest Missouri State, Andy Peterson, along with a standout off the Bearcat men's basketball team, Justin Pitts, strength and conditioning coach Joe Quinlan, and a strength and conditioning graduate assistant, Jacob Volstadt, will be joining us this evening as well. Along with Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey, also helping from behind the scenes here. As always, Ryan Elliott and Jenny James. And Matt Trenton, it is a busy, busy day on the campus of Northwest Missouri State with spring sports going on.
Hey, you're exactly right, John. A lot going on all the way around. Whenever you see baseball playing a doubleheader against Central Missouri, and on the way to sweeping that one, if they can pull out this game too, able to pick up game one 9-8 and 10 innings. Hudson Bilodeau with a walk-off single there to lift the Bearcats to that victory. Game two up 7-1 in the sixth at last check. So hopefully baseball complete this sweep and slowly make their way up the MIAA standings, currently third and right in front of Miss Central Missouri. So this would be a huge way to take these first two, then hopefully take game three on Sunday. Softball also in a doubleheader against Pittsburgh State today, taking game one. A rally there in game two, couldn't quite pull that, ended up losing 5-4 just a few moments ago. But good start to the weekend. Hopefully they can get a couple more against Missouri Southern later this weekend. And then also the MIAA NSIC track meet going on here on campus as well. So really a lot going on throughout. The athletic staff kind of spread thin with everybody, a little bit everywhere, but it's been a lot of fun, and they got a beautiful day for it at least. A lot of this stuff was not supposed to happen until Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but thanks to some inclement weather supposed to be moving into the area, had to get it moved up, and luckily, beautiful day today.
I tell you, you really have to check the athletic website about every hour to see if there's been a change in the schedule as they try to juggle things around and and beat the weather here for this weekend. But again, today got a great day for it. And really, when you look at that baseball situation there, that's a couple good games against a very good team, Central Missouri, really one of the traditional powerhouses of the conference in baseball. And the Bearcat baseball team picking up some good wins this year.
Man, they have they've really played well in some big series. Whenever you think back to that MIAA opening series, whenever they go to Emporia State, a series that was supposed to be at home, you sweep that one. You go to Washburn and sweep a series, a place that's been really hard to play over the years. I think you think about Central Missouri coming in and picking up these first two victories of the series here today. Checking a lot of boxes off with each victory. And you have to feel pretty good about what they're doing, not only from a standings point, but like you said, Central Missouri typically a powerhouse in the MIAA, and so I think there's a bit of a mental block to be able to come out, play so well, and get over that hurdle. So pick up two today and then find a way to get one more this weekend. That would be huge. And kind of send a message to the rest of the conference.
Yeah, and I think they really got off to a pretty good start this year, and they continue to play well despite battling the elements, trying to get some games in. Of course, the rest of the conference has to do that as well. So that's just something that they really have to fight as well, just trying to get in a groove with baseball.
Yeah, I mean, the weather doesn't make it easy, so it makes it all the more impressive. And, you know, they're finding ways to get it done. You think of, you know, mentioned Bilodeau getting a walk-off hit today, but you think back, Joseph Hitpiss became the program's all-time leader in strikeouts earlier this season. Had a good start today. Not able to be figured into the decision in that that opener. Then Brad Roberts coming on in the second ball game and pitching well as leading that game so far. So they're finding ways to get it done across the board, and hopefully they get some momentum and this carries on in the MIAA tournament.
Tell you, we've got a good show tonight, as I mentioned, and one of the things that's going to be fun to hear about coming up is a couple of guys that get a lot of credit for what they do, but they kind of toil behind the scenes and do a lot of work with all the programs there, and Joe Quinlan and, of course, Jacob Volstadt, a former Bearcat linebacker, but now helping with the strength and conditioning program, and those guys just do a heck of a job there.
You know, it's so easy to look at the product that's on the field or on the court, and then look at the standings and see what they're doing and be really impressed by Northwest Athletics. And we've been fortunate to see a lot of really good programs over the years. But what you don't see, like you mentioned, is what goes on behind the scenes, what builds these programs into championship contenders year in and year out. And that starts with the guys there in the weight room. And, you know, Jacob was a product of Joe for many years as a player. And so now to see him be able to kind of learn from a master, if you will. Joe's been doing it for a long time, even a guy that's won a couple national championships as a player on the football side. So he knows about the culture, knows about the winning tradition of Northwest Athletics. So it'd be kind of fun to see kind of a different side of things.
And we'll hear from Joe coming up right after this. A reminder that support for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Stuner Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Stuner Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. When we come back, we'll be joined by the strength and conditioning coach at Northwest Missouri State, Joe Quinlan. That's coming up right after this from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799. Or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and business, as well as paging and public address systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back into the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show from downtown Maryville at Carson Sports Grill, now being joined by the Northwest Missouri State Head Strength and Conditioning Coach, Joe Quinlan. Joe, appreciate you coming in, chatting with us today. Me and John talking about how crazy it's been on campus with all the spring sports, everything going today from track, baseball, softball. What's it like from your perspective of with those guys in the weight room now, seeing them actually out in the field?
It's a great transition for me because this is our actual slow time. Most of our coaches have off summer, and my summer is probably our busiest. So right now when we have all of our spring sports going, it's pretty crazy. We went out to softball and baseball, me and my son, today. I didn't get out to the track meet because my wife's out there doing that. But right now in the weight room for us, it's rather slow. It's early morning. We have about 4 hours. It's pretty crazy. And then it's, you know, those teams are out going, doing stuff. Football's in spring ball. Soccer and volleyball are kind of competing on weekends and doing stuff. So it's exciting. You'd love to actually see, you know, that's what we always tell our athletes. If they're, you know, we have to modify their lifting schedule, they're here to play those sports. So it's always fun to get out and see them compete and be effective on their team for their sport. So,
and as John and I were talking, that it's so easy to get out and see the great athletes that we have and enjoy what they're able to do night in, night out. There's a lot of skill that comes with that. But what's like from your perspective? I've seen a lot of these kids come in as redshirt freshmen, maybe not extreme lifting programs or conditioning programs in high school, and able to really turn them into some pretty impressive athletes.
Yeah, and a lot of our times, I mean, a lot of the kids, we recruit talented kids coming in. So, yeah, it's all more adding to their frame. I mean, you look at any of our sports, really, you're just trying to add to make them a little more durable so they're not going to get injured. MIAA is pretty brutal, physicality, but just even having games throughout the week. I mean, in softball, baseball, if we have 3 or 4 games in a week, tennis seems like daily at times. So it's fun, though, just to see them develop. And it's you know, obviously on the field, but even just as young adults, too. It's amazing. I've always talked about videotaping all our incoming freshmen and talk to them about their goals and just see how they grow. But we videotape a lot down in the weight room just for movement wise, and it's kind of neat to look back at some of those. Jake Volstead, who's going to speak here in a little bit, we have video of him from a couple years ago, and you're like, man, just even as a sophomore, how much he's changed to where he was when he was a senior playing. So it's always exciting. And obviously that's my job, so it should happen if I'm doing my job. So
now you talk about videotaping them, seeing the movement from day one freshman to get into that senior year and what they become. Are we talking flexibility-wise, quickness? What do you kind of think whenever you talk about that?
More their movements. So if we're doing Olympic lifts or squat movements, if they have some issues injury-wise, usually they have, you know, if they injure an ankle or a knee on their left side, they usually might tend to lean to the right side. So we kind of videotape to make sure they're progressing and doing everything where they're not favoring one leg or the other. So especially coming off an ACL or same thing with the shoulder, that they're not pushing too much with that non-injured shoulder, just to kind of protect that injured limb. So we do most of that, but also just to teach. A lot of kids, you know, we have mirrors in there to kind of have them, give them instant feedback. But from different angles, that you can kind of show them and talk a little bit, talking points a little bit more with our. We just have iPads that we kind of record, and just right after their set, we sit down with them and say, we want you to do this and correct their movements. And hopefully, you know, especially if they're 18 years old, by the time if they're doing things wrong till they're 22, that's a lot of wear and tear on the joints. So we got to make sure we're teaching the proper technique, and that will hopefully decrease their injuries as it transfers to the field.
Now, 2008, correct? Is that when you started on campus?
Yes, this is my 10th offseason for football. So
you're using an iPad now to get some quick feedback and flip it around and say, all right, this is what we're doing, show them the video. What were you doing in 2008? flip phones?
yeah. It's more just we'd mirror it for them. So, like, if they're doing something, we try to stand behind them in a mirror and kind of give them some instant feedback from our perspective, what they're doing to what we want them to do. Usually that typically works for most part. I'll look at Jake, and you know, sometimes it doesn't, but for the most part, that was the best way to do it. And I mean, it's crazy how much technology's changed, and you know, even for you know our budget, it's challenging to keep up with. I mean, Division I's where you see some of the stuff they have, it's pretty amazing. We do a lot with nutrition, kind of checking and tracking nutrition a little bit that way too. But with phones now, if we need them to send us breakfast every day, you know, they take a picture and send it to us and kind of make them accountable that way. So we do a lot of things with technology, but there's still a lot out there that we could do too. So
now, Northwest Missouri State, undergrad in 2000, master's from West Virginia after that.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any thought? I mean, obviously came through, you're a national champion 1998, 1999 with the football team. Put in a lot of time here in Maryville, but there's any aspiration of moving up to the Division I level for you?
No, not at all. And it's not to say we're, you know, you want to settle anywhere, but it's a passion too for being a Bearcat. It's one of those things that I don't know if I could wake up and do this every day for another team. And being a part, we at West Virginia, I was mostly teaching classes, and I'd help out in the weight room a little bit, but not a ton. I worked at a kind of a rehab and fitness place, and worked with some pro performance athletes there. But the Division I, and my wife's the same way, where we both went to undergrad here. But truly, it's a different world. I mean, there's a lot of stress and demands at Division II, but Division I, you know, our choice was we wanted to raise a family too. So having four kids, and being a head athletic trainer and head strength coach at Division II is somewhat possible. We make it work, but at Division I, I mean, strength coaches are working from 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week, and it's a grind. So we have not. I mean, there's always talks of that, but I've never really, that's never defined what I really want to get out of my career as a strength coach. So
we're talking with Northwest Missouri State head strength and conditioning coach Joe Quinlan, a Bearcat through and through. As I mentioned, graduated in 2000, won a couple national championships, playing for head coach Mel Church. But is there a certain point in your career at Northwest or even before that kind of thought you might end up going this route?
No. I wanted to be a personal trainer there for a while and went to grad school. When we came back, my wife got the assistant job in 2013 under Dave Colt, and 2003, I'm sorry. And I came back in December of 2003 from West Virginia. and I started working for the city of Maryville as a personal trainer. But I really liked the component of athletics was it's short term, where I had a lot of great friends that I met through that are still in the town, and we done, you know, I did a lot of great things when we were out there. I really enjoyed it. But when you have somebody that, you know, what's your goal is, you know, 6 months from now or 10 months from now, I'm taking a cruise. Well, an athlete where you have 3 months to get ready and prepare. I like that short term where there's a little more, you know, urgency to do some of those things. So that's one thing that I miss the adult conversation with personal training and working with older adults. But we had senior circuit classes too. That was, it's amazing to meet some of those people that you still see around town. But I really like the component of short term and, you know, really challenging them to physically change. Those are things that I really enjoyed with my job now. So
we haven't got too far away from the senior circuit, right? You got a few professors like Matt Walker and heck, even our co-worker Matt Gorder that come work out with you a little bit. So you get some of those older folks involved.
Matt's bigger than me. I better watch what I say about both those guys are strong, and I can't talk bad about them. But they, yeah, we do some of our like coaches even come in, and we do some training with them just to make sure we're kind of, it's nice for athletic department too, just to build a little bit of a culture where the coaches will come down and do some training and kind of build. You see every type of coach down there doing stuff, so it's kind of builds a more of a family relationship even within the weight room. So yeah, I don't want to talk too much about Matt and Matt, but they work hard. They're in there a lot. We got to get Gorder back in after basketball season. He's always takes a little break, but he'll be back in shortly.
They work hard, Wink. I'm having a hard time. Tell me about working with Jacob Volstead now, too, as a graduate assistant. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned he's working with the volleyball team, but a guy that put up some pretty crazy numbers as a football player and offense, defense back in high school, really transformed into one of the best linebackers in the country during his playing days.
Yeah, being an All-American linebacker, he was one that he came and interned with me. It was, you know, you always wonder how they're going to transition over because he was a hard worker. He's always been a great worker in the weight room for us. And it's more, can he do it with our football team? Yeah. But can he transition that to our female sports? And that's where a lot of, I think, you know, especially former football players, they can get after it and do different things with where they feel comfortable with their type of team. And Jake has done a great job when he interned for me. I could tell he's going to be awesome at what he did just because he could correlate and relate to a lot of the male and female sports teams. And that's one thing that really I've been blessed with, to have a lot of great graduate assistants that are able to do both that, because that's a huge, huge thing for their resumes, but also just to be able to actually be caring for not just one sport on the campus. We want to have a well-rounded athletic program. So he's done a great job with that. So,
well, always impressive to see some of these folks that come in, these younger kids, and what they end up in the final product. So obviously great work as always. Joe, we appreciate your time, and talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you.
That's Joe Quinlan, Northwest Missouri State head strength and conditioning coach, a 2000 Northwest grad, won a couple national championships, now getting everybody in shape, ready to play, regardless of sport, men and women, does it all here at Northwest Missouri State. We're going to take a break on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. When we come back, we will have Joe's graduate assistant, Jacob Volstead, joining us here at Carson's in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Hey, welcome back into the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson Sports Grill, downtown Maryville. Now talking with the Northwest Missouri State Graduate Assistant for Strength and Conditioning. Works with Joe Quinlan. That is Jacob Olstead. Jacob, appreciate you hopping on the show.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
First year as the GA for Strength and Conditioning, correct?
Yep. First year, obviously, got done playing last year and... Got lucky enough to step into this role this year.
What's this been like for you, essentially going from out there every day, playing, the teammates around you, to kind of still involved, but just kind of a different aspect?
Thankfully, I love what I do. Obviously, that transition from player to coach is a little different, especially when you're working directly with football. Obviously, those are your teammates. It's been really smooth. I love everyone that I work with. You just kind of understand that role, how you fit in. Different motivational pieces and kind of how you play into the athletes' day-to-day lives.
Is it hard to be on the sideline there watching some of these guys? And, I mean, you know what they're going through, and you kind of, I'm guessing, you see a certain formation come up on for an opposing team. You know what's coming. Is it hard to not be out there yourself suited up?
When you're in cargos and a polo on the sidelines, it's a little different holding a water bottle than it is holding a helmet. That transition the first few weeks was really weird, kind of difficult, but... As the season went on, I really embraced my role. You just kind of got to understand where you're at in life and transitions. Would I love to play a few more years? Of course. But at the same time, I love helping others achieve their dreams. So probably week 5 or 6, it finally became more normal. Was I happy? Very happy with what I do, but I could still play, yeah.
Now, you mentioned going into it of that motivational factor with whoever you're working with, kind of getting inside their mind a little bit to know what drives them. Is that the biggest hurdle or the biggest step for you of transitioning into this? I'm sure the classes and just the way you've lifted and worked with Coach Quinlan over the years, you have a general sense, but go on the mental side of, you know, whether it's baseball, softball, volleyball, whatever the case may be, of finding that mental side and the motivation for each individual athlete.
Yeah, so I'm really big on the mental and motivational piece of athletics. Obviously, there's so much physical. But the mental side can get overlooked. Playing football, it's a little bit easier just to... they react a little bit different than every other sport. You can maybe just yell at them, pull them along. A little bit different motivational piece than working with a female sport or maybe a tennis like I have. And just trying to understand those different components. Like, we all don't have the same goals. We're all playing sports for a certain reason, but how can I help them achieve their goal? Because theirs might be a little bit different than what mine was when I played. So being able to connect with athletes on different levels has been really great in the past year. I've really grown as a coach that way because I can definitely say when I played, I had a full head of steam, kind of motivational style. It's get on the train or get off, and it's much different now. It's changed a lot in the last year.
Was there a little bit of a transition there with maybe some athletes that you knew on campus but hadn't really got to know very well and kind of feeling each other out and then them realizing that you're in it for the best of their ability as well?
I don't know. I'd probably say my volleyball team. They're my favorite. I love them. But I knew a bunch of the girls, but at the same time, we didn't know each other as well, just because I guess I was getting a little older at that point. But anyways, that transition from when I got back here in the fall, that was the first thing Joe told me after my internship this summer that I was going to be working with volleyball. They kind of booed me the first day. It was a joke. I got booed the first day, was transitioning from a different GA to me, but it's been really awesome. We've really connected on that level. They've kind of understood that my motives are nothing, obviously, similar to what they were in the past. Obviously, I'm there 100% for them, and it's nothing about me anymore. So it's been really awesome developing that connection with them and that relationship. It's been very open. I really like to get to know the athletes. Fortunately, like Joe has football, and it's a huge team, and he does a great job of it too. But since I have a couple smaller teams, I really like to get to know the athletes on a more individual basis and kind of feel out family life, how they're doing, stuff like that. And Joe does a great job of that with 80-plus football athlete, so that's pretty impressive.
How does that workout regimen and the different lifts and conditioning from a tennis and volleyball team vary from what a linebacker would do?
Well, obviously, a lot of change of direction and everything. As Joe talked about before I got on here, everything we do has got to be sport-specific. So it doesn't matter how much I build them up at the weight room if they can't play their sport. That's what they're here for, and that's the main goal. So obviously I have to look at those needs, what they need on the court, field, whatever it is they participate in, and that's kind of how I train it, where a linebacker's kind of just, we're going to go until we can't physically do it anymore.
Your background a little bit, coming in as a player from Iowa City, Iowa, starring on this Northwest Missouri State football team, an All-American linebacker, a defensive player of the year. There, your senior year. What's that been like going from high school into playing at a high level and now helping mold those same athletes into national championship contenders every year?
Yeah, so I've been very fortunate everywhere I've been. High school is pretty successful, and same as here. I've had great coaches along the way, which has really helped shape me as a coach as well. There's been someone at each step of the way that's kind of had a different motivational piece or tool that I've been able to use myself. So everything that I've been just kind of obviously observing, gaining, is something that I can help give back to the athletes, I guess. And that success, obviously, I have a very high standard, and I hold my athletes to it. They do a really great job. I'm very, obviously, you got to hold a high standard in everything you do. They do a great job of communicating and responding to what I give them. It just not only physically, but just trying to give them mental pieces that are going to translate outside of sports as well, trying to develop the whole character, not just the athlete.
We're talking Northwest Missouri State strength and conditioning with graduate assistant Jacob Bolstedt. You're branching out. You're getting into some different sports, working with some different folks. I'm guessing a lot of people didn't realize that you were probably a pretty successful soccer player in high school.
It's been a while. I actually gave Joe's daughter soccer lessons here a few weeks ago, so I had to knock some rust off and had a little fun with her.
Whenever you played at Northwest, I mean, you're a sideline to sideline best linebackers in the nation. I'm guessing that's pretty easy to do whenever you're used to running up and down the pitch all the time.
Yeah, soccer, obviously, I think one of the biggest things that helped me as an athlete and football player was soccer. I played defensive mid, and you are running the entire game. It's up and down the field, left, right. Just kind of learning how to read kind of angles was awesome. Obviously, as a linebacker, that's huge. Learning angles of ball, angles of defenders, or I guess obviously attackers at that point. But just learning how to defend that, and then just the conditioning aspect of it as well, really played into my success here.
And moving forward, after you wrap up your 2 years at Northwest Missouri State as a GA with Joe Quinlan, do you have an idea of kind of the direction you want to go?
So I'm getting my master's it's an alternate certification in health and physical education. So actually, after 2 years of working for Joe, I'm going to have a semester of student teaching. I'll be a high school PE teacher certified when it's done. I really love the high school aspect, trying to develop athletes. There was someone along the way that helped me achieve my dream through the weight room to get me to the next level. So I'd really like to help younger athletes do that as well. Obviously, I had a student teach, so it may be in Maryville, it may be somewhere in Iowa, maybe in Kansas City. So I'd really like to stay in Maryville, obviously another half semester or I guess half year, and possibly work with teams a little bit more. But that's a year down the road. We'll see how it happens.
Well, we're looking forward to working with you a little bit more here at Northwest and kind of seeing where the road takes. You appreciate your time today, Jake.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Jacob Bolstedt, Northwest Missouri State Strength and Conditioning Graduate Assistant, joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We're going to take a break, and still to come on tonight's show, we have Northwest Missouri State point guard Justin Fitz, as well as the new athletic director for the Bearcats, Andy Peterson. That is still to come here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And joined now by Justin Pitts from the Bearcat Men's Basketball Program. As Justin's career at Northwest unfortunately came to a close this year. But Justin, I know you gave fans around the region all kinds of thrills throughout your time at Northwest Missouri State.
Yeah, it was a fun 4 years of playing, 5 years of being here, but. It unfortunately came to an end. I mean, not how we wanted it to, but I mean, I had a great time here, and I loved it here.
Well, when you look at the highlights that you've had through the season, or seasons, obviously a lot of individual records in the books, but when you look at the things you accomplished as a team through your time, national championship a year ago, MIAA championships all the way through, conference championships, just a lot of things that you can look back on and look back on with pride here at Northwest.
Yeah, and probably the biggest thing is the national championship a year ago, obviously, but yeah, I mean, the thing I will cherish the most is the friendships and relationships that I've built with my teammates all throughout the 5 years, even my redshirt year. I mean, I've learned a lot, and I'm ready to take it to the next step. But the three conference tournament championships, I mean, I don't think that's ever been done, so I'm just glad to do a lot of new things with my teammates that's never been done before.
I know back before your freshman year, a lot of people were wondering, well, what's Northwest going to do with Deshaun Cooper graduating the program? But when you talk to the coaches at that time, they said, we're going to be just fine. We got this guy named Justin Pitts that's going to be coming along. and I think you proved the coaching staff right in that aspect.
I give all the credit to like the coaches and the players at that time. They me and Brett Rich at the time and taught us a lot. And I was a little nervous, you know, all the hype, all the pressure a little bit, but I mean, the coaches got us right, and I was ready to play basketball. That rest of the year took a lot out of me, to be honest, but after that, I think it was good for me. I was ready to play.
When you talk about that redshirt year, having an opportunity to watch Deshaun Cooper that season, what were some of the things that maybe you were able to pick up from Deshaun at that particular time?
It was just to be tough. We're both smaller guards, so he taught me and told me, like, never let anyone, like, come at you. I mean, size doesn't matter. And he taught me a lot with that, and to pretty much just go be an animal out there and just not take anything from people.
Just go back before coming to Northwest even, and your love for basketball. When did you pick up that love for basketball, even though you knew that you're going to be going up against a lot taller players throughout your entire career?
Ever since I can remember, I've always wanted to play basketball. But to start, I wasn't good. I'd say that. I wasn't as good as I came to be. But ever since I can remember, I wanted to play basketball, even though I was smaller. I mean, I had a lot of criticism, a lot of people who doubted me. But the coaches here believed in me, and they gave me the confidence to do what I've done.
At what point did you feel like that you had the talent to play at the collegiate level?
Probably in high school, my senior year in high school, I was up for the DeRenner Award, which is the best award that you can get in Kansas City. And I was going up against a guy, Zach Schneider was on it, and a guy named Simi Ojale, who played at Duke at first, averaging like 38 points a game. He played at Duke. He transferred to SMU. Now he plays for the Boston Celtics. So, I mean, that kind of gave me a little confidence that, I mean, I can do some of the stuff that I've done here. I just needed that confidence from coaches and people.
Imagine that. Growing up in Blue Springs, you saw a lot of pretty good basketball players through the years there.
Yeah, I did. Like I said, I mean, I've also come out of Kansas. There's a lot of good talent that's unknown in Kansas City. It's such a small, kind of a smaller town for basketball. But I played against a lot of great players, traveling teams. But yeah, out of Kansas City, you see a lot, and you play against a lot, and that taught me a lot too.
What does it take to? When you look at going in, making the drive into the lane against some guys that maybe a foot and a half taller than you going through there, and you really have get the best of them. You come through there and just kind of leave them to the side there just a little bit. What kind of a mentality do you have to be able to go in and do those sort of things?
You got to go in there not scared. I mean, being 5'9", 148, 149, you got to go in there not scared. If you go in there scared, you're going to get your shot blocked and you're not going to be able to finish how you want. So I just told myself, just go in there scared and just do what you do. Just be confident.
Again, a great 4 years at Northwest Missouri State. As I mentioned, you're in the record books, been a number of different categories. But I imagine when you look at that senior year, still a little bit of disappointment the way that the season came to an end for the team, as well as you personally not being able to play in that final game in the region.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty tough watching the last game I've been able to play, not knowing that it was going to be the last game or not. But, yeah, I mean, my teammates, I mean, they fought hard. I mean, I had all the trust in them to win the game. I mean, it was tough not being able to play, but, I mean, God has plans for a reason.
Now, let's just talk about what's ahead for you. I know your basketball playing days aren't over. You're looking at maybe playing overseas now. Is that the kind of the future plans for you here?
Yeah, that is the future plan. Hopefully, I signed with an agent a couple weeks ago, but that's all I know right now. And, just trying to get back healthy right now. That's the biggest point. But I probably won't know where I'll be headed or anything probably for another couple more months.
Any preferences as far as where you'd like to go?
I mean, the eye opener, Spain is beautiful. So I wouldn't mind going there and playing basketball and just going to see the country. I mean, I just can't wait to see what's in store.
How much help is it that the Bearcats have had a few players before you go overseas? Kelvin Parker comes to mind. Deshaun obviously comes to mind as well. Guys, they give you a little bit of help as far as maybe what to expect coming up for you?
Like you said, Kelvin Parker, I mean, I've had a chance to talk to him about everything. He's given me a few pointers, and I mean, I talk to Deshaun all the time, so he's giving me pointers too and telling me like what to do or like what not to do, what to look for in like an agent or playing basketball overseas. So I think, and Coach Mack's done so much for me in the past 5 years. I mean, I can't explain how much he's done for me, and he knows a lot about that because of Deshaun and former players that played overseas. So it was just a lot of help that I got from those three in particular that I look forward to.
Mitch, one of the things you want to do is get that foot ready to go and before you really get rolling here. But let's talk about how you're trying to get healthy and maybe how your summer looks here.
I'm not really sure how my summer looks. I'm going to try to get back healthy first and foremost. Probably have a couple more weeks until my foot's completely healed because the turf toe and the fracture is no joke. But hopefully play in some summer leagues and do some stuff with basketball-wise once I get healthy, and I'm looking forward to it.
Now, I was talking to Andy Peterson a little bit ago. He seems to think that he can take in noon ball here. Is he true to that?
He probably can take me, but I don't know about anyone else. I mean, he still has it, and I'll give him that, but I don't know about anyone else, but we'll see.
All right. Well, Justin, thanks a lot for being with us on the program this evening, and congratulations on a great career, and you gave the fans of Bearcat basketball a lot of thrills through the 4 years
you
played at Northwest.
Thank you for having me.
And that's Justin Pitts with us on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll come back, and we'll hear from the new interim athletics director at Northwest Missouri State, Andy Peterson. That's coming up right after this from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orsland Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orsland provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrslandFarmHome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, joined now by Andy Peterson. And Andy, kind of kidding with you before they went out of the air, but anything new going on for you right now?
Just a few things here and there, you know, nothing too big, but... Yeah, we're getting by.
Yesterday, of course, the announcement came out. You've been named the interim athletics director at Northwest Missouri State. We'll be taking over for Mel Churchman, who's retiring at the end of the month. And a great honor for you to take over here.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's so humbling to hear all of the, not hear and read, I guess, you know, texts and tweets and Facebook posts, you know, about just congrats and you'll do great and, you know, you've earned this and all this other stuff. It's just very, very humbling, but you quickly realize how vast Bearcat Nation is, even in, I mean, I'm kind of considered a young guy still. You know, I've only been around since, you know, '03, and just the, you know, the amount, number of people that you've been in contact with since then. And so for all of them to reach out, it's just been really very humbling. It's been a lot to me in the last 24 hours. But it's not really about me. It's about, you know, my mom and dad and everything that they've, the way they raised me, and then once I came to college, it Coach Tapp and the way he kind of molded me and you know, toughened me up a little bit, to the administration team that I've worked with now, and Coach Mack and Austin before that, even as a coach and working in athletics and basketball and sport, but then the administration team that I've worked with, you know, from Dr. Bob when I was a GA to Wren, and then Coach T, obviously. But, you know, Scott Nielsen, Lori Hopkins, Mark Clements, Nate Davis, McKenzie, Marshall Fay, they just have been so, we as a team have been so inclusive and just, you know, everybody helps everybody out and everything. So we've all had titles of, you know, facilities and Mark's with internal and Scott's with external, but we do so much outside of our own realms that this wouldn't happen for me without those people and their willingness to let me, you know, kind of stretch my wings a little bit and try new things. So I appreciate it all. It's all great and wonderful. I'm excited for the challenge, but when the more I think about it, the more I think, you know, it's about our team than it is about me.
After your playing career came to a close, you got into coaching as an assistant coach and graduate center, helping out with the Bearcat basketball program. At what point during that time did you kind of look and think that the administrative side of things might be the way you wanted to go?
It was probably a tight basketball game somewhere where Coach Mack told me that I didn't know what the heck I was talking about, you know. And I kind of like, man, no, I'm just kidding. Just at a certain point where I got in to stick around and stay with Mack and Austin. You know, Coach T, we kind of formulated a plan and a process of creating the assistant AD for facilities as a way to stick around and coach. You know, for me at that time, it was, I'm going to be a basketball coach. I want to be a basketball coach. But that was an avenue for me to stay here, and continue to work with Mac as we kind of, you know, turned the program around, as Mac and Austin really, really turned the program around, and I was helping out. It was just an avenue to do that. And the more I did it, and the more I kind of got into it, and realized my ties with track and field and softball that I played in high school. And obviously Emily, my wife, is a track and field coach, and you know, some of my best, closest friends in college outside of my teammates were baseball guys, and then, you know, a couple of football guys I lived with for 3 years. So just all the ties that I had with all the sports and just growing up that way, being a multi-sport athlete in high school, non non-traditional sports like, you know, fast pitch softball and running track, and having to do everything at the small school, I think, kind of molded me into having an interest in all the sports. So the more that I was involved with them, and then, you know, with Tracy and soccer and some of those girls and the friendships that form there, and your interest level kind of continues to grow. It was just, I think it was a slow turn, but I think once I kind of realized that that's where I was headed, it made it a lot easier to swallow.
I know we've kidded you in the past about being the Swiss Army knife for the athletic department there, but so many different responsibilities and things that you've done the last several years. But I would imagine from and you talked a little bit about this too, but that background is very valuable to you now as you move into this position.
Absolutely, and it's even more so than just sport. It's growing up on a dairy farm, you know, mom and dad, and everything that they made me do on top of everything that they let me do, you know. I mean, I was driving a tractor before I could reach the pedals, you know. It was just, my cousin Dave would sit on the tractor with me, we'd be picking up hay, you know, and I can remember him hopping up on the tractor, he'd put it in the gear, I was sitting in the seat, all I could hold on with the steering wheel, I couldn't even touch the pedals of the tractor to stop or anything else, and, you know, cousin Dave just said, don't hit anything, and jumped out. So, you know, you're driving a tractor when you're 7 years old, you know, and you're dealing with cows and dad's welding stuff and Uncle Gary's cussing at things, and then we'd go to plays that Uncle Gary was in later on, and just, you know, all the experiences of growing up in a small, in a country, you know, extremely rural area, but everything that goes on the farm, you know, from working with the animals to building stuff to actually farming tractors and hay, and then on top of that, going to school, going to church, and being involved with the youth group, and you know, it was just kind of the lifestyle of do as much as you can, as the best you can, and it turned into sport on top of that, and that was where, you know, it really tripped my trigger, and you know, here I am, however many years later.
And you were part of a program where it really seems like it's a tight-knit group over in the athletic department. The coaches seem to get along, and it just seems like it's a, kind of a special place to be.
Yeah, exactly, and every campus says it, you know, we're family, or our department's family, and this stuff, but it's a little spooky how close we are, you know. And Joe even mentioned it, you know, with the Team Jacked over noon, and everybody that kind of from around campus. I saw Clarence Green was here tonight, you know, he's been a part of that. You know, we talked about Matt does it, Tyler Taps comes, and Matt Walker, who's our FAR, he comes and works out. So it's just on top of that, and I think it's maybe just the way that Joe gets to yell at us and we just can't really say anything to him. But, you know, is there something to be said about that? When you're sweating and working out and trying to stay healthy with other people, you develop a different type of relationship. And we're special, I think, at Northwest in that everybody's in the same building. Our whole athletic department's there. It's not, we don't have an indoor facility with 9 or 10 coaches over there, or a facility where football's at, or a facility where basketball's at. I mean, we're all in the same building. So you work together because you have to, but you also work together because you're in the same facility. So it's special because of the people, but it's really special when you put the people in a great situation like our department.
And we were talking with the interim athletics director at Northwest Missouri State, Andy Peterson, named to that position earlier this week. We'll come back and talk more with Andy right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Interim Athletics Director, Northwest Missouri State, Andy Peterson with us. And Andy, today, busy day on campus. Everyone being able to take a little bit of advantage of a good day outside.
Yeah, it was awesome. We had track meet, home track meet this today. Baseball swept a doubleheader. They just finished up game two, beat Central Missouri in a couple games, and then softball split with Pittsburgh State. So I can't remember who coined the term, but Bearcats adapt, and that was one of those things. We were supposed to have track today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Baseball and softball are supposed to play, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So everybody kind of got stuff moved up and performed well today. So it's been a good day. But, yeah, it's been kind of busy.
Yeah, with track and field, that Northern Sun MIAA challenge, and it really turned out well for Northwest.
It really did. We had, I think they had 16 or 17 teams that were going to come originally, but with the schedule change and some distance to travel and stuff for a one-day meet, it didn't work out for everybody. But they still had 11 teams or 12 teams that showed up, and a lot of PRs today for the girls. The women won the meet, actually, so if you do the points things, they won it. But more importantly than that, and Emily and Coach Lori tell you the same thing, we had a bunch of PRs today. So not only just placing, but PR. So personal record in whatever events a bunch of our kids were in. I know Jordan Hammond did extremely well in the 400 hurdles. I think she's with the time that she posted today, just looking at the Tiefers list real quick, I think she's second in the nation in the 400 hurdles right now. So obviously it's early, but that's a great start. So yeah, it's exciting with the you get some good weather finally and get to take advantage of it. And the track kids definitely did that, and baseball and softball as well.
On top of all that, you still have women's golf going on the head coach of the women's golf team.
Yeah, that's right. I was getting you as we went to that first break. You were kind of kidding with me about how we're doing. And I was like, oh, I'm looking at my golf girls. They're qualifying today for a tournament. So we're going to the Central Region Spring Preview is what it's called in Springfield, Missouri, down at Rivercut Golf Course. So we're leaving on Sunday. Getting back on Tuesday, so we got two rounds down there. But hopefully it looks a little bit better down there than it is up here. They're not supposed to get any snow. A little bit of rain, snow mix on Sunday, which is the practice round. But the next 2 days looks decent, so hopefully we get a couple of rounds in down there and continue to push forward with golf as well.
And I know it's a challenge for all sports this time of year, trying to just get some consistency going with the weather. Well, imagine on your side with the women's golf team, that really is a challenge to just get out and get on the course.
It is, and with golf, you know, a round takes 4 or 5 hours, so it's even more so is it difficult. But and the roster that I have with having five freshmen, they've never played spring golf before, so they're used to not playing golf right now and not worrying about playing golf for another month or two until it gets nice, and they start, you know, their training and stuff, their progression towards being at the top of their game in the fall. So for them to be put in a situation I've put them in the last couple weeks, and we'll again this weekend with a couple of the freshmen, you know, it's they just don't have the repetitions yet. Their golf swing, they don't have the everything just kind of dialed in, so it's a lot more mental grind than physical right now, especially for them. The upperclassmen kind of get it and they understand, but for the young ones, it's that much tougher not being able to be outside and hit on the range. You know, Mazingo, we've done a bunch of renovations recently. The city's done some tremendous stuff out there, and it's going to be great, but the range hasn't been open just until the last week or so not even being able to go out and just get those reps. You know, it's been a lot of playing on the Watson and playing on the course, and which is good, but there's a lot of times when you just need to get some work done on the range and your swing. So it's been a challenge, but I think we're handling it okay.
All right, and again, as being named Interim Athletics Director, Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchma, the Athletic Director, resigning at the end of the month. How much of a help will this be in the transition here the next few weeks with Mel still around?
It's huge. It's been big all year, really. He's kind of, you know, pushed some things my way and just said, here, take this and run with it, as he has with a lot of us in the admin department. He is going to Italy. He's got a 2-week vacation coming up, so that's probably part of the reason why we went ahead and announced it this week was he's going to be gone the next couple weeks. But I mean, he's around, and he's going to be Coach T. You know, he's upfront about everything, about here's his number, you know, if you need anything, call him. He's been outside more than I have today. You know, he's been at baseball, softball, and track. I mainly stayed at the track meet and helped that facilitate that. And Mark Clements mainly stayed at baseball, and Lori and McKenzie were at softball. But Coach T was everywhere, you know, and that's just how he does things. You've heard the term player's coach before. Coach T is a coach's coach. He's very invested in all of our sports. He does not like to lose, doesn't matter what game or sport it is. And our coaches can feel that. They know that, you know. So he's always had their back, and he doesn't tell you how to coach. He doesn't tell you who to recruit, how to do your job. He just supports you as a coach, and that's something that I have to pick up on quick with our coaches, and just, you know, providing that support and his mannerisms. Obviously, I don't have 30 some years of coaching and three national titles under my belt and all the stuff that he was able to do as a coach, and so there's some learning there. But you know, he's on board. We've talked a couple of different times about it, and just relating to people and supporting coaches and giving them what they need to be successful. So it'll be good.
All right. Well, Andy, thanks a lot for being with us tonight, and congratulations on being named the interim athletics director.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Okay, that is Andy Peterson with us on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll come back and wrap things up right after this from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we wrap up another program of this evening from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Matt Trent and I'm John Coffey. And so we talked about it, busy, busy day around campus today, and really a successful day for all squads as they all had some success here today.
Yeah, and the big one, I think, the headliners, you see the baseball team take on one of the historically great teams in the MIAA with Central Missouri in town, and able to pick up a 9-8 win in 10 innings in that first contest and pull an 8-3 victory in game two. So a big sweep of a doubleheader, hopefully take the series with another win on Sunday with weather permitting. But it could be a huge weekend for baseball. Also turn around and see softball split with Pittsburgh State. And then track and field, the women's squad able to win the overall standings on that side. So I know Jordan Hammond won the 400-meter hurdles as well. So good things all around on a busy day on campus, a beautiful day in Maryville as well.
Well, we've got one more show for the spring semester coming up next Wednesday, as it'll be Wednesday instead of Thursday next week, as we get ready for the annual spring football game, which is on tap for next Thursday night out at Bearcat Stadium, as the football team will be wrapping up their spring practices. And next week on our program Wednesday, we've got Rich Wright, the head coach of the Bearcat football team, coming in.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to talk with Coach Wright after you know, you look at a season that was successful, but with the expectations that come with that program, didn't meet what he wanted. So heading into his second season as a head coach at Northwest Missouri State, another spring under his belt. I'm sure there's a lot of excitement around that program and with him, and a lot of changes personnel-wise, too, when you look at really both sides of the football. So it's going to be fun talking with Coach Wright. A lot of energy, you know, coming from the football team.
That's right. Mark your calendar for next Wednesday for our final KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show of this season. That's coming up next Wednesday, beginning at 6 o'clock from here at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Well, thanks to everyone involved with our program. Again, behind the scenes, helping make things run. As always, Ryan Elliott along with Jenny James. And for Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey. And so long from Carson's in downtown Maryville.